WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There had been indications that consumers might be ready to pull back on their spending because of worry over the Trump tariffs. Turns out, however, that didn't happen last month. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Census Bureau estimates that retail and food services sales last month topped $720 billion, up 0.6% from May, and higher by nearly 4% from June of last year. The surprise increase comes after a month that saw retail sales decline by nearly 1%.
President Trump says he's anxious to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein story, even though a growing number of his supporters and Democrats as well continue calling on the Justice Department to release everything they have on the convicted sex offender. Attorney General Pam Bondi says nothing more will be coming out. The Senate, in a vote that happened at 2 o'clock this morning, approving $9 billion in federal funding clawbacks that had already been approved for foreign health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we reported earlier this week, two of three veterans' housing centers in Wisconsin are set to close after Republican lawmakers didn't fund them in the state budget. Now, a group of Democrats is trying to save those centers. Lisa Hale reports.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera-Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Currently, it's 59.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder, that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I mean, things are so bad, even Lauren Boebert is demanding answers. Although being Lauren Boebert, she has a particular way of putting it.
Of course we want answers. No one is satisfied with what has been received or lack thereof.
Oh, oh.
No one is satisfied with the rollout of this.
Yes, Mr. President. If Lauren Boebert was in charge, you better believe she would leave people satisfied. She would not be jerking everyone around and then leaving them frustrated like you. No, sir, with her, there would be a complete finish.
See, even Lauren Boebert wants a happy ending to this whole Epstein mess.
You know,
isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Okay.
That's adorable.
Look who's here. The doctor's in.
Yep.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he entered.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, hiya, Dr. Doom. How are you?
Well, as usual, I'm processing the daily nightmare of garbage that's coming from this administration and the supporters, but I must say that this this kind of ugly breakup of some MAGA people and the president is at least entertaining in some kind of way. And I guess that's good. But on the other hand, you know, like behind the scenes, not behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, Trump continues to march on inexorably heading to his, dream come true of a destruction of the American democracy. It's just... it's just absolutely crazy. But what do we think about first here? And we have a whole list. But what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I saved this Stephen Colbert for you because it just goes to our point about all these conspiracy theories that have impacted, you know, obviously health and medicine and vaccines and all of this stuff. But just take a listen.
You can't build a brand on conspiracy theories and then get mad when people are interested in your conspiracy theories. The same reason Hooters had to drop their short-lived ad campaign. If you're not here for the food, please go home. They have buffalo wings. So,
I mean, but it's true, right? I mean, so here we are with, you know, this Epstein mess of absolutely their own making, right?
It's totally their own making. It's based on promises made, not kept, to release those files. And now he's paying a price. Will that price be long lasting? Will it affect things like, you know, the midterms? it remains to be seen. But things get forgotten very quickly. I'm just hoping that we have a sustained revolt among the MAGAs. If it's over the Epstein thing, good enough.
Yeah, right. We'll take it.
Ironically, it's not because, he created a new $75 billion appropriation to expand this paramilitary force of ICE. It's not because he's taking away the justice system and putting people in this alligator Alcatraz. It's because people want to see what names are on the Epstein list, if there's a list. And I guess that's the way it is. And we have to be grateful for the small things like the breakup over Epstein. Pretty hysterical.
Well, really. Yeah, you mentioned this. You write about this week. You said, what I fear most may be the massive appropriation of at least $75 billion to expand ICE. POTUS is creating a violent secret paramilitary force that responds only to him. Whether America remains the democracy envisioned by the founders has never been this fragile, this uncertain since the Civil War. But in 2025, we have no Abe Lincoln. We have only a glimmer of hope in the midterms.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a way to describe it, a paramilitary force, right?
It is a paramilitary force. You know, these masked guys without warrants, without any basis in the principles of the American justice system being enforced, they pick people up, throw them in the vans. I mean, everybody knows this story by now. It's terrifying. And right now, the target are immigrants. And it could be who knows what. If you're not a kind of a heterosexual white Christian male,
right?
I think we're all in jeopardy, all of us.
Yeah.
And this is going to come to fruition in some kind of way that's very ugly unless we turn things around. How do we turn things around? All we have left, Steph, is the midterms. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Yeah. And this is an ominous headline this morning. DOJ demands voter rolls from at least 9 states. I mean, that's where I think Democrats need to focus on fighting the good fight, because they clearly are scared to face the electorate. There is not one policy they've enacted that is popular, Doc. And you kind of allude to this, but Alex says, breaking at 2 a.m., Republicans just passed a bill to defund public broadcasting and life-saving aid because Trump told them to. They won't even protect rural radio or emergency alerts right after dozens of little girls drowned to death in Texas because they weren't alerted in time with rising floodwaters. I mean, this is just last night, by the way.
Listen, Steph, it's every night, it's every day something outrageous comes out. I think at some point somebody's going to take and create a daily log of the United States news since the inauguration of Donald Trump. And that's going to be a list that's going to give all of us the chills if we don't already have them, because it has been literally nonstop. Do you remember the last morning that you woke up and did not see some kind of idiotic
something
or terrifying
horrible. Yeah.
headline?
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Remember when.
Well, and by the way, you know, as the head of the founder of the Disaster Preparedness Center there, you said Texas flooding, digital messaging warnings are not enough. We're relying on virtual warning systems that older people may not have, batteries that may not be charged, and people with disabilities. You said we need to rely on low-tech warning systems, such as very loud audible alarms and sirens, to warn people where digital tools are not always present. Can I just tell you, I have an example just from yesterday. I went back to my alma mater, USC, to see Mark Hamill's new film, and the only way you can pay for the parking garage is with your phone. Like, I brought my credit card. I'm like, but what? I don't have Apple Pay or anything. Like, what do you mean? But, you know, but that's the other thing is, like, at this camp, these poor little girls were. They couldn't, there's no cell service. It's not even an age thing. You're absolutely right about low tech.
You know, and it's not just these tragic flooding and loss of life. And, by the way, there's still people missing. Remember the L.A. fires? In the beginning of this year?
Yeah.
You remember the Paradise fires of 2018? No audible alarms. How many times are we presented with the same lesson and the same reality that we need a better way of alerting people when there's a major disaster? We are unable to absorb and act on these lessons.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that's always deeply distressed me about whether we do or don't learn lessons that we can apply for the next disaster.
And, Doc,
do you think if there was another flood right now someplace, a flash flood, that people would be more alerted than they were in Texas? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Doc, also, I think, you know, I'm sure never in your life and helping with disasters all over the world that I know you've done, have you seen this kind of same petty, vindictive partisan politics? Right now we have a coalition of 20 blue states sued the Trump administration over its decision to shut down a multi-billion dollar grant program aimed at strengthening infrastructure before natural disasters strike. They said communities across the country are being forced to delay, scale back, or cancel hundreds of mitigation projects depending on the funding. Well, not only does he play favorites with after the disaster, like here in California, he denies funds to red state or to blue states, you know, and it gives them to red states. But I mean, that's just another horrible, well, circle of hell. Circle of hell that we're in. Is it the sixth or seventh circle of hell?
You know, I don't know whether this fits into the classic or known definition of impeachable offenses, but it's one of the many, many things that would be disqualifying for anybody attempting to run for office or be in office. I mean, it is why there's not even a more massive revolt of his MAGA supporters, especially those in Congress, over any one of these things is just amazing to me.
Well,
irresponsible and dangerous and basically cruel.
But you're right. If it's the Epstein thing that cracks this open, because it looks now like we're getting to the number of Republicans that they are going to release this. So he is clearly in panic mode. I have to ask you just something as a doctor. I know it's hard because you haven't obviously, treated Trump. But
I'm ready,
this is
Steph.
This is one of these right-wing guys. So the same thing I said, by the way, Chris, yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, I think what's going to start happening, because he's one of these, he's off the MAGA train because of the Epstein thing, and he said, I think what's going to start happening is Trump's age and health is going to become a big story. And I will say this, he's wearing more makeup than he normally does, including on his hands now. He's wearing makeup on his hands for whatever reason, so things are getting weird. We've had no transparency ever about his health, right? I mean, obviously.
Look, it's funny that when he said getting weird,
yeah.
As if what were they yesterday?
Oh, well, right.
Like,
that's
normal?
This guy.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of, huge measles outbreak, which you and I have spoken of before. So Bobby Kennedy has dismissed two of his top aides in a huge shakeup at the agency. They come several months after his top communications official stepped down 2 weeks into the job after he clashed with Bobby over the measles outbreak plaguing Texas. He said he grew uneasy with Kennedy's inaction on the deadly outbreak. I mean, It feels like this whole administration is falling apart at the seams. I mean, it's just Pam Bondi,
the
everybody's...
thing is, it fell apart at the seams on the 21st of January.
Yeah.
Like the day after the inauguration, when he announced this ship of fools cabinet here.
Yeah.
And Bobby Kennedy Jr. was, and I still think, the most dangerous appointment of the entire cabinet. You know, Hegseth is a dope, but I doubt that he's going to have any kind of permanent impact on the Department of Defense or U.S. military, whatever it's supposed to be doing. I don't think he's going to have a lasting effect. Bobby Kennedy Jr. Despises public health. He despises science. He's withdrawn the United States from every conceivable international global health program that he possibly can, although we just restored the international AIDS program that was started by George W. Bush. And I just read the day before yesterday that there's some talk of Bobby considering a run for president in 2028.
Dear Jesus. Okay.
Chris, could you check and see if my passport is still valid?
Yeah. Right away, Dr. Redlener.
Can you check
Thank
and
you.
See if there's Xanax in
I'll hold on.
Medical? Okay. All right. Love you, Dr.
Maybe
Redlener.
Dr. Redlener could write Goodbye, you a prescription
guys.
For
something.
There.
For something. Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox. If you're traveling this summer, you know what you got to do. You got stuff to do, right? You got to leave instructions with the house sitter, name and number of the vet, the code to your alarm system, which I did give to some people who still didn't even use it properly. So maybe I need to add added instructions about the alarm system. That's a Chris joke from this morning.
I set your alarm off this morning.
You'll get a sense of what goes into the Knockbox. NOKBOX.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a complete system to help you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. Comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps you ensure everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone is there. Funeral directives, your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. Maybe reiterate the code to your alarm system. Again, the Knockbox helps you organize it all.
To the alarm company.
If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. Type in the code Stephanie for 16% off.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Hey, there. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Timeout.
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Malcolm Nance coming up, yep. Bottom of the hour. Senator Tom Tillis, it's interesting. Ryan said every single Republican in Congress voted to protect child predators mm-hmm. because Trump told them to. This is a criminal organization, not a political party. Well, I mean, I think because of his crazy base, there's cracks obviously starting to form. Right. Tom Tillis is one of them.
I have to disagree with the president. I don't think human trafficking of young teenage girls being exploited by billionaires on a private island is boring. I think it's despicable, and I believe that anybody who had anything to do with it or knowledge of it should be held accountable. So just release the damn files.
Yeah, he tried the boring excuse, by
boring.
The way. He tried to go Joanne Worley uh-huh. on us.
That's boring!
Yeah, it's just boring, Elite. Child sex trafficking ring that went on for 20 years. Yeah.
at least Sean knows who Joanne Worley is.
Yes.
Bella doesn't.
You said, I still think Sean's 20. Oh.
Yeah, she still thinks
like
you're
that.
20.
Hey, whatever. Who said Trump is miserably screwing this up? This one is hurting. It's getting bad.
Miss Piggy.
No, I mean, Trump supporter Tim Pool, that guy, podcaster, I don't know, douche bro, that guy.
All right.
Owen Schroyer, InfoWars host, another douche bro, right wing douche bro, he was pardoned by Trump for being sent to jail over January 6th.
Oh, okay.
Expressed concern over Trump's health, as I just mentioned to Dr. Doom.
Uh-huh.
He said, so now you've seen Trump's latest Truth Social post basically saying that Jeffrey Epstein's story is a hoax, and those are still talking about it are from yesterday's comments, bad people, and now his past supporters. So this is like Hillary calling us deplorables.
Yes.
Trump basically signaling to his base, his original supporters that have been with him since 2015, that he's moving on. So the people that have been fighting with him since 2015, the people that were in the streets for him, the people that were in prison for him, he's moved on from us. So now we're his past supporters, we're hoaxers, we're bad people.
That's right.
He predicted Trump's approval rating will hit an all-time low by the end of the week. He said, and then he said the thing about, I think what's going to start happening is stories about his health. And he said, what is going on with his hands? So a lot of people are saying there's a giant bruise, they're swollen. Alex Jones also accused Trump of destroying MAGA in real time. Sarah Longwell is a Republican, former Republican strategist.
Nobody has more contempt for Trump voters than Donald Trump himself. Nobody thinks Trump voters are stupider than Donald Trump does himself.
Oh, they're finally waking up.
Yeah.
Okay, Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I heard this great, explanation by this profiler about the whole fallout from the Epstein stuff, and she explained it as like three rings, and in the center you have like the Charlie Kirks, the people that are making money
right.
off of Trump and have nothing else, and then you've got the middle ring, well, the people that are pissed, but they like the deportations, okay,
yeah,
and so they're gonna let the process play out, and then you have the third ring, we're just done with him, they're still pissed off, right?
Right.
And what he's done is by calling them stupid and calling this whole thing a hoax, is he's kind of shifted that center ring to the outer ring. And so I think MAGA is just completely broken.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to have left is the center ring.
Yeah. Well,
the Charlie Kirks.
Yeah. He just, Trump, the reporter asked him yesterday, are you effectively disowning any supporters? You're now, Trump cut off the question and said, I've lost a lot of faith in certain people. Yeah, I've lost because they got duped by the Democrats.
Yeah.
So now this is a hoax that is perpetrated by Democrats.
Yep.
Okay, and you're an idiot if you think anything. Okay, got it. All right, Jasmine Crockett, real
quick. ICE agent.
Oh, sorry.
For him to say he's a non-factor, he never really was, when we can go and find pictures and pictures and pictures of the two of them together, that's a very interesting concept, right? This idea that, like, he's a non-factor. Well, why were you hanging around with non-factors, Mr. President? Like, what was that about, right?
Love her. Malcolm Nance next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close because money to keep them was not included in the state budget. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. Meanwhile, lawmakers have proposed a bill that would withhold the salary of a judge if that judge is suspended. This comes after the suspension of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who's facing charges for allegedly trying to help a man avoid immigration officers in her courthouse. Republicans who proposed the bill say Dugan should not continue to be paid while facing federal charges. And this is a wild story from up in Barron County. A woman was attacked by a black bear over the weekend. Luckily, she got to the hospital and she's okay. The 69-year-old victim was able to escape the bear and call 911. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources tried to track the bear with a trained search dog, but they couldn't find it. They also set several bear traps and plan to euthanize the animal when it's found. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lot calmer today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. A mix of clouds and sun today, cooler and less humid, a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. Gorgeous finish to the work week, sunny on Friday, high of 78. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Pam Bondi says there's nothing there. But Donald Trump even acknowledges that there is evidence there. It's just not credible. It's made up. This is a True Social post from 9:43 this morning. It is an admission that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And the American people deserve to know whether he is or not.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. His time is suddenly up? Yeah, nothing to see here. Move along. Okay.
That was Dan Goldman.
Yes, Representative Dan Goldman. Hey, look who's here.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. Man, what a show you've had thus far.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir. Well,
I
was just handed this piece. I haven't had time to read yet, but I sure will be reading your Substack later. Does a pedophile lead America's national security apparatus? Nance's law says coincidence takes a lot of planning, so Pam Bondi coincidentally erasing the Epstein case in its files is a sign that Trump has planned on hiding something very, very serious. Well, I think that's obvious to just about everyone now, don't you think? Even the magosphere.
Yeah, well, when I get to the point where I have to comment on it about national security implications of this, this is very, very serious. And this is why, listen, if you guys haven't subscribed to my Substack, you can do it for free, trying to hit 100,000 followers. Do that, because at the beginning of this, I mentioned the first time that I saw human trafficking. And it was in Italy in 1984. And it was a 14-year-old Russian girl that was off a cruise ship. And it was very clearly she was being sold by her grandmother. And if it wasn't for the intervention of the Italian Carabinieri, literally rushing up to take the Italian pedophile that bought her off of that ship, she would have been sold and was probably being sold on that Russian cruise ship. And what struck me about this story was I did not think of that story until Donald Trump and Pam Bondi pulled this whole, there's nothing to see here, there's no list, which we know is laughable. It's not, and perhaps there's not a list, but there are all the people who were implicated, who are involved, and whom Jeffrey Epstein charged, brought there, gave massages to. There's hundreds.
Yeah.
The question is, who's involved? And now we know this. Donald Trump wants to bury this because this is he is super deep into this.
Obviously.
So as I said, Pam Bondi, who, by the way, attorney general while Epstein's place was being raided, wants to suddenly erase this.
Yeah.
MAGA itself does not allow.
He has put it in the category of Trump Russia now, a hoax written by Democrats, which, you know, falls apart, you know, does not pass anybody's laugh test, even MAGA. Yeah. I mean, you know, you reposted Chris Webb said this is too good. Trump thinks the Epstein conspiracy crowd he created is stupid, weak, and not worth his support anymore. He built that monster, fed it red meat for years, and now he wants to act like it's beneath him. I mean, you quoted Joe Rogan is talking about the videotape. I mean, this is the most hand-handed cover-up ever, right? The edited, that what they said was raw footage was obviously edited. Stuff is missing. I mean,
sure. Well, you know, if you go read my article, you'll see that I brought it back to some of its origins. Of why Trump got elected, and that's QAnon. The QAnon crazy conspiracy theory, which is supposedly some super spy in the government who is out to bring down the pedophiles that were running the Democratic Party, Hollywood, the liberal elite, were supposedly kidnapping 300,000 children a year. By the way, Trump referenced that number last week.
Yeah.
Trying to draw this to the Democrats, and we're killing them, drinking their blood, and giving immunity, immortality to Hillary Clinton. That is what the QAnon conspiracy theory is about. And Trump was supposedly this white hat who had taken over government and was going to expose the entire pedophile machine. We have been hearing Republicans call Democrats pedophiles for a year, even though hundreds of them have been arrested since January, you know, and being involved in that. But now they find out their white hat king, King Donald, is the pedophile, quite possibly. So, and that's why my article is, our national security apparatus. He has control of 4,500 atomic bombs.
Yeah. He's the most obvious.
Controlled by a guy who's demented.
The most obvious blackmailable human on the planet, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, and you retweeted Adam Kinzinger, but this was a couple days ago. He said that the Epstein story won't bring down MAGA, but the cracks it's revealing in Trump's base just might. While MAGA influencers chase conspiracies, voters are turning on Trump over tariffs, immigration crackdowns, brutal budget cuts. 2026 could be a GOP rout. He clearly is panicking, right?
Yeah, he's panicking. But listen, you know, none of you bank on a 2026 route. As you know, I don't want to spoil the lead here on my article, but if a fraction of this stuff is true, if we really verify Jeffrey Epstein and Trump's behaviors, there was that whole thing of his chief operating officer of his casino the other day on CNN saying how he had under casino-aged girls, 19-year-old girls, in the casino when the casino commission came in and identified them as people that shouldn't have been in the building. There is loads more to this. But more importantly, the cover-up is worse than the crime, to quote Watergate.
There you go.
And now he expects magic pixie dust to be spread, and none of this ever happened. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself for nothing. He was never indicted by the guy who's the labor secretary, protected by the Attorney General of the United States currently. And Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for nothing because there was no list.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm glad MAGA is cracking up over this.
Yep.
Because now they get to do that choice. There is a good cartoon I saw yesterday, which is a guide of a fork in the road.
Yep.
And on the left, it says the liberals were right. And on the right, it says cover up for pedophiles.
Yeah, that's
where
we are.
I'm afraid they're going to go to the right.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, we are at the fork in the road. I mean, and you're right, Malcolm. It just makes no sense from the get. So the Trump administration convicted Ghislaine Maxwell, put her in jail for trafficking girls to nobody. I mean, for a hoax. I mean, yeah. All right. So let's. By the way, I just
hoax.
Now that we.
Oh my God! I can't even believe he used that word.
Yeah.
Because now he has framed it that everything people have died. Killed for the woman who committed suicide. He's claiming every aspect of this is fake.
Yeah.
And that means he believes that MAGA is so stupid, they will buy into it now. He might be right.
Speaking of which, U.S. Intel says only one of the Iranian nuke sites was destroyed. Was mostly destroyed. The two others not as badly damaged and may have been degraded only to the point where they can enrich in a few months, which is what the original assessment was that they freaked out about, right?
Yeah, and I was excoriated the first week after that by saying many times that we may have gotten the Isfahan Center. Isfahan. But that Fardu and Natanz may not have been badly damaged. These things were deep underground. Getting those centrifuges back online, you know, all of this is almost fanciful at this point. We've even got a tie-in to the Epstein story here. There are people now saying that the initial release of information, you know, with Pam Bondi and all that, that the Iran strike may have just been a great distraction. All of national security now is a distraction from the fact that Trump wants to keep this story off the books. So I'm not going to stop talking about it. Of course, I said that in the first week, that Iran likely retained much of its capability. But mark my words, I've said it here before, I'm going to say it again. Iran is going to be all out to detonate an atomic bomb as quickly as possible now.
So, by the by, I'm not sure, you know, what it will take for veterans to finally, you know, realize that Trump hates them, but you retweeted, cutting 30,000 VA jobs while vets wait longer for care is a disgrace. Nurses doing administrative work, claims denied, hospitals understaffed. This isn't saving money. It's failing those who serve. Veterans deserve better. America should do better. I mean, you know, we're talking about the MAGA base cracking. The troops supporting Trump, I mean, I don't know what else he would have to do, right?
Well, you know, you've got to see something. There are two different worlds we're talking about. The current active duty troops have a day job, and they're not thinking about politics most of the time. They're thinking about whether they're going to go to war, whether they're going to do their drills, all that. Set the U.S. Army aside. In the veteran community, there's two types. There are the what we call the vet bros, who are all Ed Up MAGA, you know, Tate supporting, burly, you know, guys who claim that the only people who have any validity in the veterans world are those who were infantry and in combat, right? The other million plus veterans to them don't matter, and they're all MAGA. They don't care about other veterans at all. You get guys like Fred Wellman, right? Fred Wellman commanded three platoons in his career, became a helicopter pilot. You know, and has far more experience than Pete Hegseth does as the Secretary of Defense. And you got guys attacking Fred Wellman all the time. These guys who are going to lose their health care, lose services at the VA, these vet bros were the ones who were screaming about this under Biden.
Yeah.
And now that it's Trump, they don't care. Yep. They're so hypocrites like all MAGA.
Let's just quickly touch on your latest book, They Want to Kill Americans.
Again?
Yeah, well, Covey says, are we just going to ignore that the Minnesota assassin who targeted and killed Democrats confirmed to the New York Post that he is a Trump supporter in an interview from jail? Well, you know, we already knew that, but again, just gets washed out of the news cycle.
And, you know, that's the responsibility of the news media. They, you know, it's like until the New York Times did that deep dive and some others did the deep dive on the Butler assassin last year. You know, the news media, for some strange reason, are genuflecting very quickly, and they do not want to touch these stories. Are you aware that some professional snipers did a simulation of shooting Trump's ear?
Yeah.
And it should have blown a 2-inch hole through it?
Yeah.
Even if they missed closely, it should have caused a lot more damage. I don't know whether this stuff is true or not. I do know it's not in the news media.
Yeah.
They may put one boy, junior boy reporter on it.
Because we've never gotten an honest medical assessment of Trump ever. And you can see his ear. Clearly, it was
There's no freaking scar on that ear. I'm now in I'm really suspicious camp.
Yeah, me too.
Same thing with the assassin the assassin who killed the lawmakers. You know, this guy's probably out there bragging. I wouldn't be surprised if he thought he's going to get a pardon from this.
Yeah, yeah. And real quick, by the way, to your point, Harrison said, dear media, a story where the only information is Trump said that is not journalism, it's stenography. Checking to see if what Trump said is true and then reporting the results, that would be journalism. And since almost everything he says is not true, you have lots of journalism you can do. It would allow your workforce to live up to the job titles they have. Try it sometime. It might catch on. I mean, I know it's so much, because everything he says literally is a lie. But
Donald Trump is the most documented liar in all of American history. And here's another little thing the media has let us down with. The Washington Post did that count of 30,000 or 33,000 emails in the first administration.
Lies.
And they won't.
Yeah.
And they won't do it in this administration. They stopped.
Oh,
he's probably closer to 100,000 lies in the last 10 years. And maybe we need our own liberal media project to document and make sure we know he's a pathological liar.
Yep, we're doing our best. Okay, real quick, last thing, because we brought up the midterms. This does concern me. DOJ demands voter rolls from at least 9 states. That's Trump administration and its allies have launched a multi-pronged effort to gather data on voters and inspect voting equipment, sparking concern among local and state election officials about federal interference ahead of the midterms. about the most unusual activity happening in Colorado, a state then candidate Trump lost by 11 points, where a well-connected consultant who says he's working with the White House is asking county clerks to whether they will allow the federal government or a third party to physically examine their election equipment. Separately, the Justice Department has taken the unusual step of asking at least 9 state for copies of their voter rolls. At least 2 have turned them over. 2 DOJ lawyers have asked states to share information about voters to implement a Trump executive order that would shift some power over elections from the states to Washington. That's what level of concern should we have about this, and what can we do about it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 23. Listen, the government has no authority in federal elections. How many times have you heard them say it's up to the states?
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of times. This is the cusp of them centralizing a theft scheme. I mean, you know, there's, and I'm sorry, the way they've behaved is justify this. These people are out to retain power in any sense, and we should be terrified over this stuff. But then again, just put it on the list, right? We've got 400 other things to be terrified about.
All right. Well, that was uplifting. Wow. Thank you, Malcolm.
Thanks, Malcolm. You're welcome.
That's all the hopium I could muster.
All right. Love you. See you next week.
Bye. 49
minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Well,
oh, yeah.
That segment alone.
We need
if you
some.
Didn't need CBD before that segment with Malcolm, now you do.
Well, how did you get Sean back here?
I had a little trail of gummies.
Yep.
Right? Gets them every time.
That's all it takes.
Easily tricked. Love that about him. Okay. It's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers formulations for everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus. Pain after exercise. If you're in a good mood, what's wrong with you? Okay. CBD for pets, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yay.
It calms them right down, whether it's grooming day, pedicure day, you name it. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source we trust. Chris loves the tincture. I love the relief stick for my back after bicycling. And Sean is just a gummy guy. Always has been. Yeah. The kids love the gummies. Okay.
He's not.
He's a kid. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase at cbdistillery.com with the promo code Stephanie. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Attention, men.
Hey,
Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Ooh, Malcolm's piece is good. You must read it.
I know, right?
I mean, it goes to his point about journalism and ours all the time, Chris, in general. Mm-hmm. But he just, I wish one reporter would ask any of these questions. Malcolm writes, if there's no, why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for child sex trafficking? His right. DOJ convicted her.
Absolutely.
I mean, has anyone asked him that question? Malcolm says, why did Jeffrey Epstein commit suicide if there's no client list of powerful people who could do him harm? If there's all smoke and no fire, why is this story still hot a quarter of a century later? Why is everyone in the White House running around dressed as firemen? And he says, Donald Trump tries to cover this up. What's in those files must be nothing less than explosive. If a fraction of these accusations are true, Trump must be removed from office. I'm not talking about impeachment, Malcolm writes. I mean, he must be removed by his cabinet, resign on his own accord, or be forced out by mass national protests. Sure, Trump is a white supremacist criminal, adjudicated rapist, but pedophilia may be a step too much for the world to handle. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope we finally breach the bridge too far. Malcolm also referenced this story that we brought up this morning, Chris, about Jack O'Donnell, former president of Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, told CNN he once reprimanded Trump in the 80s for bringing underage women into the casino with Jeffrey Epstein. He frequently came down to Atlantic City, the two of them, to attend special events. In my mind, it was his best friend, you know, from really the time I was there for 4 years. Jeffrey Epstein and Trump are on record saying they were best friends. I mean, okay. The commission decided to give Trump a break, of course, because of course. This is his whole life, and not fine him for bringing, she was 19, this one, but... Yeah. Because obviously casinos, you have to be 21. But anyway, there is just mountains of photographic evidence of him with very, very young girls.
Absolutely. And he's trying to make it all go away.
Yeah. Anne in Illinois. Hello, Anne.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
The first rule of Hove is to stop digging, right?
Right.
And Trump does not, he's broken that first rule, I think, when he fired Maureen Comey, because I have a feeling that, you know, she's got all the goods.
Yeah.
She prosecuted Epstein. And to me, I'm sorry, but to me, he cemented his guilt 100% or 120% yesterday or the day before when he fired her. It's so obvious.
Right. Here's the other question, right? If the Epstein files are a hoax, why did your DOJ prosecute him during your first term? Right. I mean, it's...
Right. I just had a quick question for you, too. Do you think that Maureen Comey or anyone else has somehow gotten a duplicate of all the files so they're safeguarded? So if Bondi goes...
I hope so. 58 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg next.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, we're joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to discuss the recent lawsuit he filed with other attorneys general to help preserve and protect federal education funding. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another...
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite anxiety over tariffs and the overall state of the U.S. economy, Americans picked up their spending last month. Retail sales rose better than expected, 0.6% in June. The Senate passing $9 billion in federal spending cuts. The funding for international aid and for public broadcasting had already been approved by Congress. President Trump wanted and got the rescission. The bill now moves on to the House. More severe weather across the country. Heavy rain moving into the Midwest today. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
Kansas City, Missouri had tons of roads closed because they had flash flooding on the order of 4 to 7 inches that fell really quickly overnight. And this type of action and all of that 2 inch per hour rainfall rate now moving through southern Illinois, Indiana today through Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Parts of Virginia and North Carolina also watching closely.
An archery instructor in New Jersey was killed on Wednesday when he was struck by lightning. It happened at a summer camp. This is ABC News.